Gus to Nick, the 11th of February.
Hi, Nick. Just back from the first rugby match of the season against Gymnasium High. To everyone's astonishment, Sam scored. I've got to say that when it comes to sport, the Finn rocks. He's tried all the sports at school. Cricket, rugby, hockey, tennis, the lot. He's super fast, and he's not afraid of anything, which is crucial in rugby. But he's obviously not clear on all the rules yet. We'll see how it goes. You've emigrated, so you know that things in a new country can be tricky at first. But if he's good at rugby, he'll fit right in, no problem. Laters, Gus.
Gus to Nick, 14th of February.
Since I've promised to keep you updated about Sam, here's the latest. He's finally spoken up in the maths class, causing some excitement when he called Mr. Sisulu by his first name. This is something which has never, ever happened before in the history of our school. We thought Mr. Sisulu was going to lose it, but he didn't bat an eye. He just said that at Stellenbosch High, he is addressed as Sir or Mr. Sisulu. Apparently, Finnish schools have different rules when it comes to addressing teachers. How are things over there in Auckland? Did you make the hockey team, by the way?
Gus to Nick, the 3rd of March.
Hello. I'm sorry you didn't make the team. Better luck next time. Did I tell you we have another exchange student at school? Alba, from Germany. She's good friends with one of Zani's sisters. Do you remember my friend Zani? The Orsa guy, who has 7 sisters. This morning, Zani was telling us about a girl he'd met the other day when Sam suddenly asked what language he was speaking. Zani was describing the girl in his native Orsa. But we're so used to him swapping languages in mid-sentence that we didn't even notice it. Zani offered to teach Sam emergency Orsa for chatting up girls. He thinks Orsa girls are the coolest, of course. But Sam just said, no thanks. Awkward silence. I thought it was a bit rude of him. Zani was just being friendly after all. Then again, because Sam usually means what he says and says what he means, he probably thought Zani's offer meant hours of intensive Orsa study. Of course, he didn't really intend giving Sam serious language lessons. Total cultural misunderstanding, I guess.